When I heard that John Stone Street was going to be in town, I said, well, let's have breakfast if you have time. And then I said, well, what if I invite a few other people to breakfast? And he graciously agreed. So I'm sure many of you are familiar with John, but he's spoken at pastors' conferences for us. We've done other events with him. And let me just mention that he is president of the Colson Center for Christian Worldview and the Breakpoint Radio co-host. And if you are not following Breakpoint, you need to. It is one of the don't-miss emails, and if you whether you do it, whether you listen to it or get it via email, it's one of the don't-miss emails to keep up with what's going on in the culture, and especially how to communicate in today's culture. He is, before that, some of you are familiar with Summit Ministries. John was the executive director at Summit Ministries. He was a Bryan College faculty member. He's got his master's from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and as I've said in the emails that we've sent out, he's one of the leading thinkers, I believe, of our time on what's going on in the culture and all things biblical. So join me in welcoming John up here.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. It's good to see all of you. And I joke that God loves me and Kathy has wonderful plans for my life, at least when I come to Phoenix. So you have a lot of friends. It's good to see everybody.
Yeah. Our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom would say the same thing. If I hear they've got somebody in town, okay, what else can we do? Why don't you just first share a little bit about Colson Center, what you've got going on at Colson Center so everybody knows.
Yeah, so the Colson Center obviously is named after Chuck Colson, one of the great Christian statesmen of the last generation. In fact, I want to recognize Steve and Tina Bradford, who are in the back of the room. They're here actually from the East Coast, but they're on grandparent duty here in Phoenix for a couple months, and so they stopped by this morning. Steve and Tina have worked with us for a long time and just recently stepped out of the organization. But the Colson Center really reflects the last 20 years of Chuck Colson's life, thought process, and approach to ministry. You know the story of Chuck. He was embroiled in the Watergate scandal, came to Christ right before all of that really blew up, and then ended up going to prison. Came out of prison, started Prison Fellowship Ministries, which became the largest ministry to families and individuals who are facing incarceration, dealing with prison, dealing with reentry into society in the world. But he started to ask some upstream, what we call upstream questions. In other words, this was a time in culture where the prison population was going from about 200,000 in the 1970s to today over 2.2 million. And so the question is, why? And, of course, a lot of the traditional explanations are it's poverty, it's education, it's racism, it's this. And all of those things certainly factor into it, and certainly the war on drugs and mandatory sentencing laws and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, Chuck's baloney detector, in which he had a really good one, kind of sniffed out and said, no, there's something else here. What's happening in the culture? What's happening in the breakdown of the family? What's upstream creating the sort of brokenness that's being reflected in the prisons? And so that led him to, you know, read some of the greats, Augustine, Abraham Kuyper. He studied with Carl Henry, and all of these individuals pointed to this idea of worldview. That what you deeply believe, your most deeply held beliefs, reflect themselves in how you live as a community and as a people and then in the culture. And so our breakdown of worldview was leading to a breakdown of society, which was leading to an explosion in the prison population. And so that's when he started Breakpoint, right? Many of you remember his voice. It's funny, when I was I don't know if I told you this, but when I was a senior in high school was the first year Chuck came on radio, and my mom was a serially addicted listener to Moody Radio.
Pregnancy center worker too, right? Do I remember that right?
Your mom? Oh yes, my mom was it. Yeah, she ran a pregnancy. Yeah,
so good mom. Good mom is why I'm saying.
That's
that.
Right. I did. I come from good stock, but I remember hearing Chuck come on the radio, and I knew. And if you ever grew up in a home listening to Moody Radio, you know you don't really have a clock. You just know like, okay, when's Dobson on or when's Kennedy off, and then you knew when to go to school, right? So it was when. When Chuck was on was when I knew I needed to be headed to the car. So it's just really funny. I just remember that distinct voice and then got to know Chuck over the last couple years of his life and work with him and travel with him. And so about a year and a half ago, sorry, this is longer than what you wanted, but about a year and a half ago, the Colson Center became a separate organization from Prison Fellowship, and what was just a decision that both organizations knew needed to happen. It's hard to talk about things like what we talk about, same-sex marriage, transgender issues, and still get into California prisons. And so it made a lot of sense for those two organizations to become separate And so that happened about 18 months ago. We continue Breakpoint. Eric Metaxas and I do that every day. You can sign up for the email or catch us on radio if you listen to Christian radio. You can get it at breakpoint.org is the website to get those daily commentaries.
I also would encourage you to check out Wilberforce Weekend that is at the end of May.
It's although it's almost full.
Full.
That's right.
My husband and I are going. We've been signed up for over a month. So I encourage you, if you've got a weekend in May, look it up. But it'll be a really interesting weekend and challenging and everything else. So we're looking forward to that. And I encourage you, I will just share, I believe so much in what John is doing that, you know, I've become a donor. So I think it's a ministry very worthy of support.